This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Noel Lim in the studio this morning. Now, this month, Bursatu has been hit with two support letter scandals. Last week, Deputy Defence Minister Dato' Sri Ikmal Isham Abdul Aziz of Bursatu came under fire for asking Defence Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob to back his son's appointment as a Farmaniaga board member. Ikmal Isham has since apologised for writing the letter and said that he had subsequently requested for the letter to be cancelled.
And earlier this month, Deputy Youth and Sports Minister Wan Ahmad Faisal Wan Ahmad Kamal found himself in hot soup too after a leaked video showed him promising to issue support letters in exchange for votes in the Bersatu election. Just as an update, Wan Faisal did not end up winning his Bersatu youth chief post.
He did end up winning the Bersatu youth chief post.
Oh, sorry, he did end up winning. Good for him.
And the practice of issue supporting letters was common during the BN administration, but it is criticised by anti-corruption watchdogs as inappropriate and susceptible to abuse. Pakatan Harapan officials also came under fire several times during their term for issuing support letters that came to light. In the most recent debacle involving Bersatu reps, the UMNO youth chief, Dato' Dr. Ashraf Wajid Duzuki, and other UMNO members have objected to any leader using their ministerial position to commit acts which go against the law, saying that the practice was the old culture in the party. So while this is encouraging to hear, we have actually speaking with us today Dr. Ashraf Wajidi himself, the UMNO youth chief, to discuss this issue further. Dr. Ashraf, thank you for taking the time to join us today. You've spoken out against the practice of issuing support letters, as have other prominent leaders from UMNO Youth. Why has UMNO Youth taken this stance?
Well, thank you, Roshan. Good morning, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. Let me start by giving some context about this whole support letter fiasco. First, we must understand that there is no definite law that states whether it is right or wrong practice. There are certain circumstances where people use support letters to override the bureaucracy and expedite certain process. For instance, based on some feedback that I received on my Facebook post, some use support letters to get better medical help as they are living in a poor condition. Another interesting case is where a teacher used support letters to get transferred to a different school as she was sexually harassed at her workplace. These are just a couple of examples of how support letters have helped the marginalized groups in Malaysia overcome the bureaucracy. So this is the nature of the support letter. It does not only involve politicians and their cronies, and it is neither legally wrong nor right, but to certain quarters, it is ethically and morally questionable. However, we are seeing an abuse of this practice happening more and more often. Some influential individuals have used support letters to show their power, influence over decision-making process, and even make abuse and make money out of it. It has also been abused for some bigger power play. Because of this, UMNO Youth realize that we cannot and will not revert to some old ways, and otherwise we will be perished. It is the will of our own members themselves when the delegates at previous UMNO Youth Annual Assembly agreed to my policy speech of upholding the moral standard as a decent Muslim and good Malay etiquette.
So you
We at Muslim Youth reject the practice as it is clearly against what we were agreed upon.
So you're speaking up against support letters to buy votes or to make money, immoral intentions, so to speak. Is this a stance necessarily shared by UMNO as a whole, or is it just the youth wing leading this this reform?
I can't speak on behalf of other wings or the UMNO Supreme Council. As far as the UMNO Youth Wing is concerned, I've stated before, it is the will of our own delegates of UMNO Youth should held up to higher standard. We are working hard to get to that. Having said that, I also firmly believe that message given to us during the last general election in 2018 is loud and clear enough to the leadership of the party. We need to change. We have to change, and we will change for the party to be accepted back by the people. I believe our maturing process is still ongoing and shows some promising results.
Apart from speaking up, what else would you do as the youth chief to make visible changes so that people really take this message seriously?
As we believe that this involves a whole lot of process, it should not be advocated just by UMNO youth. It needs a collective effort by each and every one of us. But for the beginning, we have to start somewhere. So I will start with my team. As a matter of fact, I believe all youth wings across all political parties in Malaysia should start the movement to end the cycle. This is definitely a bipartisan move. As I said, we may not know how this ended up being a norm, but we could end this together by just putting a stop to it. It has to stop somewhere. And I also urge my fellow associates in Pemuda PAS, AMK, DEPSI, Bersatu Youth, Pemuda Negara to start this reform together.
So the Bersatu Youth chief, who has been criticised for openly campaigning for his party elections by promising support letters, has not retraced that stance. This seems to put Armada and UMNO Youth at odds. Will this affect the relationship within Periakatan Nasional?
So the most important thing, we must all walk our talk. If we really want to uphold the higher moral standard, and we must move away from this unhealthy ecosystem. Because the reality is, the support letter has created a very unhealthy ecosystem. That is why, as UMNO Youth, my team and I have been working so hard since the beginning of my tenure as UMNO Youth Chief to actually remove all the unnecessary and toxic culture in politics and bureaucracy, including support letters.
Could you like just elaborate, for example, like what have you done?
No, we have continuously advocate and educate our party members about the need to adhere to the rule of law, the importance of promoting a good moral conduct, uphold integrity, and we have to ensure that rules and procedures need to be equally abided, and we have to ensure everything must be made equal opportunities set by those rules and procedures. I think that is why we have continuously propagated the idea of having this higher moral standard in terms of our own practices.
All right, Dr. Ashraf, thank you for your time this morning. That was UMNO Youth Chief, Dato' Dr. Ashraf Wajdi Dusuki, really clarifying his stance on this support letter issue and really coming down to, I mean, his point here is that it started off as one thing, was abused, but we don't really know where it started. But I think it's come to a point where we need to put it to an end.
I think it's also, you can trace this history back to the colonial times, right? I think even in the UK, this was a practice as well, giving support letters. Some people call it reference letters. But I would really like to see, you know, how UMNO Youth will progress with this. And certainly if anyone's caught doing things like that, maybe there should be heavy penalties.
Yep. And we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. What's the most problematic political patronage practice there? We've got 61% of the votes for appointments to GLCs, 12% say support letters, 20% say undeclared donations. Let us know what you think. We're going into the 7 a.m. news bulletin, 8 a.m. news bulletin, and then the breakfast grill. But before that, a song from Mercedes-Benz here. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.